Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So as we look at the Ten Commandments, we read about them in Exodus chapter 20, but then there's this heartbreaking tale in the 32nd chapter where the Israelites, when Moses is up on Mount Sinai, become anxious and they start making a golden calf. You may remember that story, which is in direct conflict to one of the most important commands. So in Exodus 20, we read, "You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." And then in the 32nd chapter, we read, "Aaron," that's Moses' brother, "took the gold from them, formed it into a mold, and cast an image of a calf. And they said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.'" So if you read the story, you realize that the Israelites must have gotten off on a technicality. Moses went up Mount Sinai conversing with God while the Israelites were lamenting being left alone. God was giving Moses laws to live by. And at the same moment, while Aaron was left to manage the people who feared that they would die in the desert, in that same moment, you know, that God is saying, "I'm a jealous type, so don't make idols," Aaron was doing just that. Aaron was fashioning a golden calf for the people to worship. Only through Moses' intercession, we learn, were the Israelites saved from God's wrath. I mean, it's just a painful story. As God was giving the law, the people were already breaking it. Their only defense was that they didn't know any better, a technicality, if you will. Once they read the stone tablets, they understood their offense, which is not to say that they behaved all that much better afterward, nor do we, for that matter. We still make and worship idols, and God still does not appreciate it. We worship wealth, success, beauty, and so much more. The question is, when will we learn? Let's pray. Lord, when it comes to the many things we worship, we cannot claim that we don't know any better. The plain truth is that we just don't do any better. We know your laws. We know your requests of us. We know when we break your heart. But Lord God, that doesn't seem to change our behavior all that much. So we ask that you would again, yet again, forgive us, remain with us, and keep pointing us in a better direction, in your direction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.